pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could we have a roll call, please?
Director Forcroy? Director Millage?
Here.
Director Ohilski? Vice President Womack?
Present.
President Sesenia?
Here. Okay, we'll move on to public hearings. This is to adopt Ordinance 2020-01 of the LOCSD, amending and restating Title IV of the District Code. General Manager Munz, why don't you take it over from there?
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, we have Fire Chief and Fire Marshal Garrett with us this evening to do the presentation. This is basically amending Title IV of our District Fire Code to include the 2019 State Fire Codes, or incorporating the 2019 State Fire Codes into our codes, and then also amending the what was the weed abatement program, and I always forget the term, and Garrett will tell us that it's a hazard mitigation, something like that. Anyway, take it away, Garrett.
Good evening. I'll try to keep it to my three-minute timer again. My name is Garrett Vena. I'm the county fire marshal and also the fire marshal for the various districts. About 7 months ago, the state of California gave us various codes to look over, and then locally, we were able to take those codes and make them what you would say would work for the different districts and counties. So the major changes from the 2016 California Fire Codes to the 2019 Fire Codes, the 2019 Fire Code became active January 1st, and which you have in front of you are the various local amendments that we added in. So the major changes were actually increasing road grades, and a lot of this stuff might not pertain to an area like this, but I'm just going to give you some of the broad information. So increasing road grades to 20%, which would impact here, are also driveway widths were reduced from 14 feet down to 12 feet wide for your driveways. You'll still have the various turnouts and turnarounds associated with roads. And then also there was we added clarifying language to structures that maybe didn't have somebody living there or didn't have an office, or, you know, if you wanted to put a cell tower in a water tank. So we added language there. The new code, which came from the state, which we can't change, are now we have to permit outdoor events. So say if you want to have a given number of people in a park for a concert, we now have to just permit that to make sure that those people can leave that area safely. And then again, like he talked about, we amended the weed abatement ordinance and turned it more into a fire hazard abatement ordinance that it could be used for, everything that might be of a flammable nature. So it doesn't just pertain to brush and grass anymore. It's now, you know, if someone has a dangerous stack of plywood and paint cans, you know, that now gives us the ability to do something about that. We shortened the time frame on when we give the person the ability to clean off their land, and we just added some language on what areas, what lots, what parcels it might be needed to be enforced on. We also added locally false alarms. So if you have a business that has a false alarm once a week at 3 a.m. every night, we now have the ability to make them either fix the system or go down the fining route. So those are the local changes and the state changes. And so I'm here tonight to ask you to adopt the 2019 Fire Code and your local amendments. So if you guys have any questions, that's what I'm here for.
You said 20% road grades. Are you saying the trucks can get up 20% grades? That's what a driveway is allowed to be?
Sure. So the state moved it up to 20% grade. I think maybe they're seeing that certain areas we're building out everything that's accessible.
Absolutely.
So locally, what I did is, so you're only allowed to have that 20% grade, for example, for 300 feet.
Okay.
So you would have a low area, steep area, okay, low area to give the engine enough time to cool down and rest their brakes.
That's steep.
It is. Yep.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay, I guess we need public comment on this kind of thing. Yes. Thank you for that report.
Thank you.
Do we have any public comment on this issue? Okay. Okay, seeing none, we'll bring it back to the board and I'll entertain a motion.
Is this the one? I move that the board adopt on second reading by title only ordinance 2020-01, amending and restating Title IV of the district code.
It is. Can I second?
I second.
Okay, we got a second.
Yeah.
Good. Do we need a roll call vote for this? It's a public hearing. Yes, okay.
Vice President Womack?
Yes.
Director Millage?
Yes.
President Sesenia?
Yes. Okay. That out of the way, we'll go to public comment for items not on the agenda. Going once? Going twice? Okay, we like it. We'll move on to the administrative and committee reports, fire department report. And this is the last one we're going to hear from you?
It is. Good evening, Board of Directors. George Wong, CAL FIRE Battalion Chief, also your local Los Osos Battalion Chief. For the month of February, your Station 15 South Bay responded to 114 calls. Last year, it was 115 calls. So we're just off about one call from last year, which is always a good thing when you're down with emergencies. For medical aids, we ran 72 medical calls within the community. Two calls were medical violence. Two calls were cliff rescues out in Montana de Oro. 10 calls were traffic collisions within the community. We had two fires that were extinguished quick with your firefighters. We had two vehicle fires, and one of them was that fire out by South Bay Boulevard that we had a box truck that caught on fire. Five hazardous calls, anything from people with unknown oil containers around the community, from abandoned calls that are unknown that we would respond out to make sure that it's not a fire danger. And we had 10 public assists that we assisted the community, and we had 9 false alarms. And, for the month of February throughout the state, you understand that even with no rain in February, fields are really dry. So throughout the state of California, we've had numerous fires already. We keep our fingers crossed with the rain that's coming next week. But at the same time, with the weed abatement that's going to be, with the fire hazard abatement that's been passed, we will start the inspections coming in a few months. But just want to remind everyone to make sure they do their due diligence and weed abate around their structures. And with that, I just want to say thank you to all board members because it's been a pleasure. With the promotion up north to Santa Clara, you have been supportive throughout my time here. Mr. Munns has been phenomenal asset to this community and to the board and to the fire department. And I know with my predecessors and my chiefs, they will continue to serve the community of Los Osos, and we will make sure that this is the best fire department that will serve you. So thank you.
We're pretty proud. Thank you. Do we know who your successor will be yet?
Unknown right now. They have to go through the process to see who's going to fit the job, the right person.
We'll keep our fingers crossed that he can fill your shoes.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And if I could just chime in real quick, it's been a pleasure working with the chief. He's been amazing. We've made a lot of progress, and I want to wish you well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Where did I lose my place? Sheriff's Department report. Looks like Jose, you're not going to do that, are you? Okay. Utilities Department. Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. President, Board of Directors, members of the community. My name is Jose Acosta. I am your Utility Systems Manager. I will be reporting tonight for the Utility Department based off of the month of January 2020. We'll start off with the water production information. For the month of January, we produced approximately 11.5 million gallons, and this equated to an average daily demand of about 371,000 gallons per day. This represents a decrease in production from last year by approximately 0.3%. Using the state's formula for calculating the residential usage per capita for the month of January 2020, customers averaged about 49.6 gallons per day per person. The production and runtime hours are listed in the charts below. As you can see, some of the well sites were a little lower than last year's and some were a little higher We did mention last month that we had a well that went out, and so that does affect the production on some of the wells as well. Water billing information. For the month of January, 43% of the service area was billed, and we billed for approximately 8.62 million gallons, and that generated approximately $172,000 in revenue for the district. In the ongoings of the utility departments and the operation and maintenance section out in the field, the crews did their monthly meter reading. They repaired a service line and did an upgrade at 1315 5th Street, 1308 11th Street, and 1312 11th Street. The meter changeout program is still going on, and they changed out approximately 36 meters for the month of January. They performed water quality dead end flushing. We haven't flushed our dead ends in a couple years, and the reason for doing that is to improve the water quality, continue the circulation of the water, and get that dead water sitting at the end. What we do with that water is we have a tank now we purchased, so the water doesn't just run off into the ground. We take it back to a perk pond at our site and let it go back down into the ground and replenish the aquifer. They worked on a covering of an exposed water main line on 5th Street and Pismo Avenue. We've had some issues with drainage throughout the years that had exposed our main line at that area, so we went in, did some extensive overlay on some dirt, and covered up the main line. Troubleshooting a South Bay lower well and groundskeeping at the well and drainage sites throughout the month of January. The rainfall totals, as you can see, for the month of January, we had 0.2 inches of rain. And so our total for the year so far is 8.39. Just a reminder, our normal usage is approximately 17 inches, so we're still well below that. That concludes my report for this evening. Do I have any questions from the board?
When you mentioned troubleshooting South Bay lower well issues, what particular issues?
So the well wouldn't start. It wouldn't produce the correct amount of water. So at that point, it's telling us that there's something either wrong with the pump or motor. And so we had to diagnose that, get a contractor in, come diagnose it. And what they found was that some of the bowls on the pump itself were out and the motor itself was not working properly. So we have to do is we have to pull the well, replace the pump and motor. We're also going to replace some of the column casing, which deteriorates, builds up, and so we're replacing some of that. And we're reusing the wiring, so that's going to be a cost savings. We're reusing some of the casing, but the whole well has to be rebuilt. And we're also doing a minor rehab on the well, which is going to have some air jetting, breaking up any hard particles, calcium carbonate that's building up on the casing and the sieves in that well. And flushing it out, bailing it out, going to the bottom, taking out any sediment, trying to get out as much as we can. They also did discover the last time that they pulled the well that there was some conduit and PVC dropped down into the well prior. So they're going to try to bail that out as well.
So routine periodic maintenance, actually, just kind of things that happen.
Yes, sir.
Okay. One thing I would like to call attention to is I think last year was pretty rainy. I didn't look at the data here, and this year is really dry, and yet water consumption's dropped.
Yes.
So good on you people. Good on the community.
Yes.
Any other comments? Or okay, thank you. Move on to the general manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a few items. I'll start with kind of the feel-good stuff. We had some favorable publicity for the dog park by KSBY last month. It was nice. They came in, interviewed, gave them some perspective on what we're trying to do, and that generated quite a few comments on our website about our concept plan, which I still want to encourage people, if you haven't, to go and make a comment on the dog park concept plan if you're so inclined. Kind of along those same lines, we will be attending the Chamber's Business Expo, and the focus of that will be to gather more comments on the dog park concept plan. Kind of jumping down, I want to again remind people we have a new e-news online newsletter that is distributed by email. You have to sign up for it. We'd really like for people to sign up as we build the content of that, provide information to the community about what we're up to and where we're going as a district. You can also receive that on Facebook, so please again go to the district website and sign up. The one I wanted to talk most about is the Los Osos Middle School test well. which the work was completed at the end of January with disappointing results. Cleith Harris geologists have compiled a report, which a memo which I've attached to my report. In general terms, the geology of the area was not suitable for a municipal well. Basically, we had anticipated of being able to go down about 300 feet, which would have gone through Zone D and into Zone E, and we hit bedrock at about 190 feet. The results our expectation was to have at a minimum 100 gallons per minute pumping capacity out of that, and we'd be lucky to get 25 gallons per minute from that area. So disappointing, of course, and in the memo, if you're interested, the cross-section that is the next to the last page shows what we expected to hit and what we actually hit. So if you're inclined, take a look at that, and it's pretty obvious of what happened. So as far as next steps, I did meet with Cleith Harris and our district engineer, Rob Miller, today. We've got the basis of a plan that we're going to put together, and our hope is to have that completed and present to the board at our April 2nd meeting.
Okay.
And I can answer any questions.
I was just looking at the other brief notes in your report about the staff level basin management meeting, but it doesn't look like there was anything all that critical.
Well, those meetings we're trying to do periodically in front of the Basin Management Committee meetings to help with some of the issues that come up to help our representatives make the decisions. A lot of it was budget related.
Right.
Yeah, we'll be, and that is on March 18th, and there are issues that we'll try to resolve at that one that were carried over from the last
meeting. Okay. Well, I look forward to the next Cleith Harris. Where do we go from here? We did what we had to do, though. I feel good about that. We did the investigation we needed to do. Unfortunately, it didn't work out.
Exactly.
At this point, we'll jump back to the sheriff's report. Thank you for joining us.
A few other things.
Oh, nothing more important than this.
Yeah. Yeah, trust me, I wish I could have the scheduling stuff and just, issues, personnel stuff. So, again, I'm Dave Mangrajani. I'm the sergeant here at the Coast Station. Apologize for being late again. So the stats for February of 2020, we had 486 calls for service. Compared to last year, we had 534, so the calls went down this past month. Assault and battery, we only had 4 calls for service, and there was nothing notable. We had 26 calls for service for disturbance. Of note was a call regarding 3 juveniles creating a disturbance, consuming alcohol at the skate park. They were located and turned over to their parents. We had 5 calls for service on burglary-type reports. Only thing notable was a call regarding property stolen from a tent located in the field out by Palisades again. Suspect was identified, charged, and filed with the DA's office for burglary charges. We had 5 calls on theft type reports. Only thing notable was cash, $50 in cash was taken from an unlocked vehicle in the 1600 block of 12th Street, and there was no suspect leads at the time. In vandalism, we had a total of 8 calls. Of note was rear window to a parked vehicle that was broken in the 2000 block of Bush. So, and there's no suspect leads at this time on that. No mail thefts, no calls on that, no reports. Phone scams, it's tax season. So that's kind of the time we get phone scams where they want your Social Security number. So please don't. The Social Security office does not call you. So if someone calls you, just hang up the phone. call us and just report it. You know, usually it's someone from some faraway land that we cannot track down. But we like to know so that we can just track it. And that way, if it's a specific area that's getting it, you know, we can issue some sort of press release just to, you know, let the citizens know. And they generally tend to target, you know, elderly citizens. So in regards to phone scams, we did have 4 calls. And one of the victims lost $1,000 to the Social Security scam. Yes, please beware of that. Suspicious CERCs, we had a total of 26 calls. Only thing of note there was 2 young males were going door-to-door selling magazines in the 2600 block of Rodman. So they were contacted and given a citation. So any questions?
Any questions? No. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
LOCAC, is that where we're at? Yes. We have a wonderful report on file here.
Oh, is it in there?
Yeah, I thought.
Here,
oh, wait, maybe it was.
Okay.
Come and give their report again.
The minutes to the meeting.
Well, we'll have to get clarification on that. Your former president.
Right.
Oh, I talked to our new one and invited him here and said it's a good way for LOCAC to be on TV. And okay, so I think the main points of the meeting were. There's the rate hike, and it's the protest period. So if you don't want the rate hike on the sewer, now's the time to turn in your cards. They are considering a bond to help update the county's library system. So that would be very exciting. And the cost would be minimal, maybe $2 to $3 per $100,000 of property assessment. Someone asked about the granny units, and I think the answer came back that it would have to go through the Coastal Commission, so more than likely we won't see granny units in Los Osos anytime soon. And I think those were the highlights.
Was there a date for filing the protest on the rate increase given?
I think there is. Let me see.
I should know that, but.
There is a date. I don't have it offhand. Oh, here it is, April 21st. Complaint period goes until April 21st. If there's a majority protest, then the rates will not be raised.
Okay. April 21st. Thank you. Okay, and we will move on to Chamber of Commerce. I was going to say Steve's not here, but he doesn't need to be.
I am the new Chamber of Commerce person to be giving these reports. I'm the Chamber Secretary, and I'll first plug our website, lobpchamber.org, so you can see all the chamber events coming up. And there's also upcoming community events posted there, like the Sea Pines Winter Music Series is on there and the Job Fair at the Morro Bay High School. Our next big chamber event is the 2020 Business Expo, and thank you very much for having the CSD there. We appreciate that. Friday, March 20th, 5:30 to 7:30 at South Bay Community Center. And local businesses will showcase their products and services, and there will be prize giveaways throughout the whole evening, and there will be a tri-tip barbecue for $10 a ticket. And for any businesses out there listening to this, it's not too late to get a booth. The deadline will be March 10th. Also, the Chamber is offering fully escorted tours to the French Riviera October 16th. That's when they depart. You can contact the Chamber for more information on that. Our upcoming next event will be the Festival of Flavor 2020. That's on May 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 at South Bay Community Center. And we're inviting everybody to come and have food and beverages provided by local restaurants. And tickets will be available for purchase on April 13th. It's $15 pre-sale, $20 at the door. Children under 13 are free. And there will be wine and beer and other beverages for purchase. So lobpchamber.org. Any questions?
Not here. Okay, thank you. And the Utility Advisory Committee report. I was not at the committee.
I can give a brief report if
great.
You'd like.
And I'd like to say as we get started that having the minutes from the advisory committees in this packet, thank you. It really, really helps. I can sit and kind of understand even if I wasn't there. Appreciate it.
Real quick. We had a discussion about the Flume rebate program, which is part of our consent agenda tonight. There's a lot of positive feedback from both the committee and the public in attendance. And at the end of the discussion, the UAC did recommend that we the board adopt the program and the $100 rebate. We went into a very extensive discussion about policies and procedures to address leaks. I'd provided a draft. We went through, there was some confusing language in it that they felt needed to be changed and some clarifications. So I will be bringing that back to the UAC at their March meeting coming up. And hopefully we'll have that to the board on April 2nd, along with, you'll notice we have the introduction to change Title II tonight. That will help expedite implementing whatever policy procedures that the board does finally adopt. So that was a great discussion. A lot, again, great feedback from both the public and the UAC members. And we did comment about the upcoming sewer rate increase as well. So public should be aware of that and that date, April 21st. And with that, I can answer any questions.
Questions? Okay, no, thank you. It looked like a pretty robust discussion about the, and I appreciate that, I really do. Finance Advisory Committee.
Yes, well, we, the Finance Committee, discussed the warrant register for February 2020 and the financial reports ending January 31st, 2020, and recommended approving both. We discussed the financial audit proposal from Moss, Levy, and Hartzheim for audit services. The board recommended staying with them for this year as long as they rotated who audited us, and discussed putting out RFPs for next year. One of the board members thought our policy of 10% late fee was a bit much, and that we might look into making it less than 10%. So,
okay. So you'll continue that discussion? I mean, they want that a board agenda item.
Oh, they didn't ask for that. They just said it was harsh, and so we could discuss it. We could discuss it in finance and
make a recommendation to the board.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Director's announcements of district community interest, reports on attendance at meetings, training programs, conferences, and seminars. Has anybody done anything outside the ordinary that they want to talk about? Okay, me neither. Response to previously asked questions. I guess the last one that I remember was the leak adjustment.
Yes.
That we were going to add to the agenda, and we've pretty well taken care
yes.
of that. So
you will see that next time.
Appreciate that. Okay, public comment for items in the administrative and committee reports and the consent agenda. Is there anything that anyone wants to pull from the consent agenda to start with? Okay, then we'll go on to public comment for the administrative and committee reports and consent agenda. Do twice, three times. Okay, we'll bring it back to the board. I guess the one thing that I would like to make sure that people understand as we approve this flume rebate issue is that we're going to be dealing with flume pretty much for the operation of the device and questions. And if you have a question about how to install, how to operate, you're not calling the CSD. You'll be calling Flume. The arrangement is with them. And I want to make sure that everyone's clear on that. I think it's a great idea, and I'm all in favor of it. But
yes, that's just one I noticed. They have great tech support.
Do they? Good.
They do.
Okay. Okay.
So I have a question then. How does one purchase one of these systems if they want it?
Well, there's a process in that report. It looked like we're going to coordinate with Flume to make sure that they understand who is a customer of the CSD. In other words, Golden State customers are not going to get the $100 rebate from us. I wasn't going to try anyway. But, you know, those kind of details are all spelled out, I think, in that rather extensive agreement. And I forget exactly. I mean, you apply to Flume. They ask us whether or not you are a customer of ours. We confirm that.
Yeah, we've sent them a list of our customers.
Okay.
And so if – and it's like an application – not an application, you know, an interest form for the rebate.
Right.
You sign the form. You purchase it from Flume. We reimburse Flume for the $100 rebate. So they basically run the program. And once you purchase it, part of the application is to agree to allow us to access that data from your Flume. So we'll have a dashboard here at the office that we can log into, and we can actually see water consumption from those devices that we've rebated on.
Lindy brought it up at LOCAC, and people were very interested. And at LOCAC, they've discussed people that have needed the adjustments. And so does that mean Flume is responsible for outreach, or it might be nice if it's advertised?
We do have an outreach plan, and Flume is going to provide part of it, and we'll provide part of it.
Okay.
Yeah, we've agreed to send out emails to people whose emails we have. I don't know how many of our customers we actually have emails for. But,
I'm not sure. But,
yeah.
But I think once the word gets out, you know, we're a small enough community. Once the word gets out, it'll be word of mouth. The only problem is Golden State hasn't signed on yet, so hopefully we don't get people confused that it's just a CSD water service area program. Though I know Flume has been talking with Golden State, so hopefully they'll start their own program.
Well, good on us for taking the lead. Now, you do need a smartphone, though, to be able to keep track of the...
Or a tablet.
Or a
computer.
Device. Yeah, right. Okay.
And my understanding, I think Matthews got one, and we put one down at the water yard. They gave us a demo, and it's very easy to set up.
Good.
Easy is good.
I have one comment on item G on the consent agenda, the purchase of the fire truck. And again, I want to say how proud I am. We're paying cash for a fire truck, $625,000. But that's my question. The not to exceed $625,000. The $595,000, $522,000, it seems like on the next page, by the time you add sales tax, I guess maybe it was the very last page. The $43,000 in taxes were for the three vehicles, not just for one. Do you see where I'm at on the very last page of the report from CAL FIRE about the truck? In fact, it's the last page of our packet. Yeah. Estimated California taxes each, $43,000. Is that for all three vehicles combined, because that price above it, subtotal, is per vehicle.
Right.
And then there's the almost $2 million for three vehicles. The tax, if that's per vehicle, then we need a more than $625,000 not to exceed limit.
Tell you the truth, I wish the fire chief was here for that one.
Okay. The tax is for one vehicle. Okay, so we need a little more, I think, in that not to exceed, because $625 only gives you a $30,000 bump over the sales price, and we need at least $43,000.
You know, the way I'm reading, or you could interpret that financial impact, is that's just for the truck, cost of the truck, and mm-hmm. that the other charges, I think, not to exceed. Because my understanding, they're piggybacking onto a state list
right.
to get the discount of the because they thought originally it was going to be $625, I believe. And so that's the discounted price for the truck itself. It's not tax and everything else.
So we're getting it looks like, for $537 instead of $625. Is that the?
I got $595, $522.
Isn't oh, it?
Yeah,
okay,
the $595.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I think originally that was $625. And so I see what you're saying, that the tax would push it over that $625, but I think it's $595 plus tax would then.
Regardless, we're able to fund it.
Yeah.
If we need more than the $625.
And I apologize. I
okay. No, that just was a question. I'm all set to move in favor of that. Let's see. We've taken public comment on administrative and the consent agenda. I'll entertain a motion. Can I make a motion?
Yeah.
Okay. I recommend that the Board of Directors approve the district's rebate program. Actually, that's just an item of
that's consent. Just an item.
Consent agenda.
You just
let's just approve the administrative reports and receive and file reports and approve the consent agenda.
Yes, there you go.
Second.
And we can do a voice vote on that?
Roll call, please. The ordinance.
Roll call, please.
Director Milledge?
Yes.
Vice President Womack?
Yes.
President Sesenia?
Yes. Okay. Two stumbles, but that's done. Future agenda items. Anything that we need to pay attention to that we're not? Feels good to kind of have a handle on things, it seems like.
Can I ask a question that might have been addressed? We don't provide electronic billing for people who would like it. Is there a way to do that?
We do. Laura, I guess we provide online bill pay.
Do you do that through your bank?
That's
the way I pay for Golden State and Mission Country Disposal. I sign up through my bank.
Uh-huh. Are you familiar with the... Yeah, okay. The online is basically from our website. It's a third party that we contract with to provide that service. But you can go online, and I think it's either credit card or by bank.
Okay. All right.
We also have the ability, if we have your email on file, to send you your bill electronically, which would eliminate having to come in person or receive it through the mail. And then you can elect to pay through that third-party payment plan as well.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
It does make life easier. Okay. Closing board comments. Marshall's not here to enjoy this. I don't know. He's the record keeper. I would like to say again, thank you, people. It's been a dry, dry winter, and yet water usage is still down. That's impressive. But hopefully next week we're going to get some refreshment. And with that, we'll adjourn.